I'm Robert Cudmore, this is Podcraft, and we're talking all about engaging episodes. I'm the content manager here at the podcast host, and I've taken over from Colin for season 6 of Podcraft. This time around, we'll be revisiting our Engaging Episodes blog series, where we look at turning your casual listeners into diehard fans. We'll be putting out 6 episodes once a week. And what's it all about? Well, engaging episodes are those that capture the imagination of the listener. They draw you in, they entertain you, educate you, and inspire you. Basically, this is all about creating content that people love and keeps them coming back for more. But before we get into it, here's Colin with some exciting podcasting news.
Hey folks, Colin here, letting you know that the podcast host has just launched a new podcast network, very grandly titled British Business Broadcasting, or the 3B Podcast Network for short. Our aim with this is to get podcasting out to the wider world, bringing new listeners to the medium, and to help cross-promote great business shows from the UK. But that doesn't mean it's UK-specific content, of course. We're speaking to a worldwide audience, as we always have. Now, we've got 3 great shows to launch with. Please do check out who they are at 3bpn.com. And if you want to get involved, drop me a line, info@thepodcasthost.com as usual. Enjoy the show.
Right, episode 2 is called Be a Teller of Great Tales, The Power of Narrative Flow in Your Podcast. I've always enjoyed reading, and now I get the pleasure of reading to my daughter Abigail. It's a staple part of the Cudmore bedtime routine. I admit that some of the stories aimed at a very young audience can hardly be described as page-turners. It's fairly obvious what's going to happen next. And character development and story arc are, at best, limited. But they share one thing. They have a narrative flow. The story is logical and, for kids' books, mostly very linear in nature. So why do narrative podcasts work so well? Creating a podcast that has a well-thought-out narrative flow can make your podcast stand out from the crowd, and everyone benefits. You benefit, because you are the star and the director of your own production. You know how the podcast is going to flow because you've planned it, you have an outline, you've written the script, and you know how the podcast ends. It's quite liberating to have that level of control. Your guest or co-host benefits because whether you're interviewing a guest on your show or you have a regular co-host, it's a good idea to bring them into the story loop. It's so much better having them briefed and aware of the flow of the show and their part in it. Your listeners benefit because an engaging podcast that has a proper storytelling flow to it will hold your listeners' attention. They're more likely to stick with it to the end if, because like all great tales, they want to know how it ends. If you consistently deliver podcasts with a clear, simple narrative structure, you can be confident that people will stay hooked until the end and rave about your show to everyone they meet. The story arc. Your podcast might be completely ad-libbed, partially scripted, or entirely scripted, but regardless of how you craft your podcast, having a story structure will help everyone. Here's one of the most basic storytelling structures and how it can be applied to your podcast. Once upon a time, the beginning. In any story, the opening has a critical part to play. Its job is to capture attention and lead you on to the body of the tale. In podcasting terms, the opening is vital. Some podcast hosts opt for a more chatty opening, but the podcasts that capture my attention are those that introduce the topic of the episode up front. Sell the benefits of your episode. What will the listener get out of it? What will they learn? If you've got a guest on your show, why should your audience be interested in them? What gives them credibility? And more importantly, what can they teach your audience? A great approach is to put yourself in your listener's shoes and share how the content in this episode helped you. Share a short story that makes the opening real and relatable. Step by step, navigating the middle. The body of your episode is where you deliver on the promise you made during the opening of your show. Depending on the length of your show, you might have 3 to 5 key waypoints to guide your listener through the story your podcast is telling. A key thing to remember is to keep the flow sequential in nature. In other words, don't force your listener to rewind or remember. A simple step-by-step approach, one point leading on to the next, might sound predictable, but it works. It takes the burden off your listener and allows them to effortlessly absorb the story you're sharing. The circle of life, the powerful ending. Don't take the ending of your podcast for granted, and whatever you do, don't let it fizzle out. A short recap of the points covered in the main body will help round off your podcast, but don't overdo it. Keep it short and snappy. The best way to complete the narrative is to find a way to refer back to your opening. So, if you've shared a personal example at the start, find a way to reference it at the very end of your podcast. Bookending your story works, and it will mark you down as a skilled storyteller and podcaster. Don't have nightmares. Podcasts, much like the stories I tell Abigail at bedtime, are linear in nature. Don't overcomplicate the structure. Keep it simple and guide your reader through the story one step at a time. You can experiment with different story structures, but never lose sight of the fact that simple stories work so much better.